This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. David Small and Sarah Stewart are bonded in marriage and more. They are bonded by their mutual love of art and literature. Small has written and illustrated nearly 60 books, including all of Stewart's award-winning picture books. The Western Michigan University Libraries will debut its recently acquired archive from David Small and Sarah Stewart with a series of community events and exhibits titled It's a David Small World, A Journey Through Life and Art. Let's talk about this series of exhibits that's going to come out of that archive. And there's a whole string of them. We'll be listing them on our webpage for people. And each one is a little bit different. So I'm going to kind of walk you through all of these. And a lot of them are running at the same time. So you can almost do a kind of art hop of Small and Stewart work. Let's start with the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts. It's a David Small World. David, what's in that one?
As far as I know, Zinta, there are two exhibits of my children's book work, the original art from my children's book.
Okay.
And I believe it's divided, maybe not equally, between the KIA and the Kalamazoo Public Library. I haven't seen either exhibit yet, but I believe... A lot of it comes from a Texas traveling exhibit that was down in Abilene for many, many years, beautifully taken care of, beautifully framed. And I really, since I haven't seen the exhibit yet, I don't know exactly what's in it at the KPL. So that will be children's books illustrations.
And then we have the Kalamazoo Book Arts Center, which seems to be focused on the graphic novels, yes?
Yes, mm-hmm. I haven't got the complete novels on the walls. There wouldn't be room for that. But Jeff Absher, who's the wonderful guy who runs that wonderful place, Jeff and I spent several hours going through the piles of original art from those two books and picking out the ones that we thought were the best. It really won't be an exhibit of sequential art, but it'll be the best of,
okay,
sort of thing.
And then there's Waldo Library, the big library at Western Michigan University. Is that going to have anything different or more about the children's books?
You know, there's going to be two exhibits at Western, and I know exactly what's going in. One at the Richmond Center at Western is going to be Sarah's work.
Yeah, I see that. Gardens in the Art and Life of David Small and Sarah Stewart. Go ahead.
Right. So I'm presuming that what's going to be at the Waldo is what Sue has been. We were helping Sue select things that I was going through my diaries looking for things that reflected things that I've drawn locally over the years, scenes from life around Kalamazoo and where we live out here.
Oh, that's right. The more personal art. That's you're right, darling. It's different.
Yeah. And so the art will be from my sketchbooks there.
And with the gardens, Sarah, does that possibly include some of those diaries with flowers glued into them that you mentioned?
I hope so. She's asked for those. And as you well know, with the archivist, with any librarian, she at this point has the right to choose. And I have no idea what the selection will be, but I think it will be wide-ranging, and I know she will do the right thing for David and me. I'm completely certain of her knowledge and her way of putting things together, both. She's extraordinary at what she does. I would call her, in her way, I know it'd make her smile and then, you know, run out of the door embarrassed, but she has her own artist side. And so as a librarian, she's going to seek out that storytelling that's true of good librarianship, trying to teach us through telling the story. And she'll do that in a big way, I think, with my garden diaries, because they're odd. You know, they're not just words. As I said to you, they're words and pictures and pieces of things from nature. But she will make it right because she's unusual that way.
This is Artbeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. And then I'm wondering, the two of you collaborate on a great deal of your work. What are the joys and challenges of working with someone else, especially a partner?
Zinta, we have the same answer, and we've had it for 40 years. We don't collaborate at all. Tell her, darling.
I have a studio that's about a three-minute walk from home. That's where I do my work. Sarah has a studio up on the third floor of our home, and that's where she does her work. And we don't, like so many people imagine, sit at the same table passing a page back and forth and talking about it. It's just not the way either of us likes to work.
Are you first eyes for each other? Do you ever say something to each other about, you know, honey, this doesn't quite work, or this isn't your best, or is it just congratulations?
Sometimes David says, we're having lunch together, and he'll say, will you come back over to the studio with me? I want you to look at this drawing. There's something I can't quite name. And so he really appreciates my critical eye, and it's a mean one, not in a petty way, but it's tough. Is that fair, darling? So I'll just say whatever I think and feel as well, and he always appreciates it. He's my man. But I love that when he says, you've got to come over here. There's something the matter, and I can't quite name it. You know, he's drawn it, and he's been living with it, and he can't see it. So I go over there, and I have a fresh set of eyes, and I say, what about this? And more often than not, David will say, that's it. And I go home. I don't hang around.
Just in case.
It's a collaborative process, bookmaking, really. But after the book is sold and so on, I think it's better to have a dialogue with one's art director and editor than with one's spouse.
And we just don't do any of that. I have an editor I really admire greatly, and he's been around forever. And I inherited him from a woman I was, you know, the author for and with over 30 years. And she's gone on to another house. So my life has been very simple. It just, in all of these years, that one remarkable woman. And now this man who's admired my work and is with the same house and works in the same way. And it's just this one-on-one friendship and also a fellow bibliophile. There's nothing combative or foreign about it. It's as if I'm sitting down with my brother and we're just having a conversation, always. And David has very good relationships with all the art directors. David's had a lot of art directors. I've only had these two editors in all of these decades of working. So our lives are very different that way.
Well, it sounds like you have it figured out perfectly. I love that.
Thank you. We're old.
And wise.
Well, not necessarily. Thank you. We're set in our ways.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with authors and artists David Small and Sarah Stewart. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation and to view the full schedule of It's a David Small World, a journey through life and art, community exhibits and events. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.